Backstrom along the left wing boards to Toews. Fed it over right circle. Face off dot the Kane. He shoots. He scores! 8 straight games with a power play goal for the Hawks. And Kane gets it right back. A shot that beats Copley. And it's 5-3 in favor of the Hawks.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
In the middle of a difficult season, to put it mildly, yesterday was a bright, shining light. Good times. I was out there at the United Center with my family. I saw Jonathan Toews get a hat trick, a couple of assists. Patrick Kane get a couple of goals, 3 assists. They each had 5 points, and Kaner joins us now. What a bananas game that was, Kaner.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
That felt like a playoff game. You know, that was a fun way to start the day, especially with those two NFL playoff games after that.
I like the fact there was no give up, you know, because you guys have done a good job at recovering from that terrible fall run you had to getting off to a hot start, but maybe some of the guys get gassed at the end of the game, and then maybe it's not a good finish. Yesterday, it was one of those you're not going to be denied kind of situations.
Yeah, well, we've had some practice in that situation for sure, where we've had leads and found a way to give it up and lose in overtime or lose in regulation. So we didn't want that to happen yesterday. I thought we did a good job of just kind of hanging in there. We built ourselves a big lead, which is nice, but it never really seemed like it was comfortable enough for us to feel good about having the game in our back pocket. So, they kept coming strong, give them credit, but we did a good job of finding a way to keep getting the next one.
And, you know, Kaner, people think I'm just this diehard homer. It ain't over till it's over. There's no fat lady even in line for nachos yet. So let's keep winning. Let's get 2 points every chance we get, and let's see what happens here. So you've had a fabulous season again. Congratulations on that, especially at your advanced age. Feeling as good as ever?
Yeah, I do. Thank you. It's been a weird season. I think obviously not the way the teams wanted it to go, but I feel like we're playing better and we're giving ourselves chances to win every night. You know, even in games where we're not so good, we're still in the game, which is exciting. So you can kind of feel the progress coming along. I feel good personally. Yeah, like you said, you never know what can happen, especially with, 30-plus games left in the season. So,
right, 32.
Probably have to go on a couple of runs, but, I think we can do it.
You're skating with Jonathan again yesterday. It's been an off-and-on thing for a decade or so. How do you explain the chemistry between you two guys?
We don't really play with each other much anymore, so it's like, we play with each other on the power play, which is nice, a couple shifts here and there, so, and always with Q and even with Jeremy to start, we've always been on different lines just to kind of balance things out, so, yesterday we got the chance to play with each other, and I thought we played really well. We had the puck a lot, had a lot of chances, produced a couple goals, which is nice, and that's a good way to start. Hopefully we can continue that through the rest of the season.
Patrick, this team has got a lot of great veterans and legends on the ice, but it also has a lot of youngsters and a first-year coach. Do you have to change the way you approach being a leader on this team when you're going through the some of the trouble that you've had this season? Do you have to be more vocal? Do you change the way that you kind of interact with your squad?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question and something I really thought about, throughout the season. I mean, sometimes you feel you really want to be positive, and then there's other days where you feel like you should get on these guys a little bit more and, try to get a little bit more out of them, especially when you're losing games. We want to have that mentality in the locker room that losing isn't acceptable, and I think for the past couple of years, sometimes that kind of creeps in and it feels like it's okay when you're losing games because you're playing better. Well, that shouldn't be the case right for us. We have a good enough team. We have good enough players. We have players that have done it before, and these young guys should want to do it too. So sometimes it's, you got to change things up a little bit, and I think that's good. It's healthy. You know, it keeps you on your toes as well and makes you become a better leader and a better person too.
Yeah, it's not the Blackhawk way, and the kids that come in that haven't been a part of those three cups, they need to know. By the way, I've been on the opposite end of Kaner's wrath at a celebrity bowling thing a few years ago. I forgot to turn in my bowling shoes, we got in the elevator together, and he said, "Hey, Steve, nice shoes." And I went, "Oh, my God, Kaner's ripping me." So I get it, Kaner. Yeah, I get it.
I didn't know if those were your regular shoes or those are actually the bowling shoes.
I know how much fun you had with Panarin. We love the cat. We think this kid is great, all 112 pounds of him. He's special, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a really great kid, too. You know, he just has so much fun with him on the ice. He's kind of got that, like, million-dollar smile after he scores or on the bench after we score on the power play or make a nice play or whatever. And he's a great player, too. I think, you know, there's definitely a talent with getting yourself open and being able to get the puck off as quick as he does, and he does that as good as anyone. So he's really developing into a good player, not just shooting the puck and scoring goals, but I think – you know, being able to make plays and, you know, play a full 200-foot game. He's very responsible defensively, too. So, he's been definitely a nice surprise for us the past couple seasons.
Patrick, did I hear that there's a young lady in your life that had a talk with you over break about your scoring?
Oh, I don't know this story.
We went to my girlfriend's parents for Christmas, and so she's got an older brother and older sister, and they have four girls. The older brother has four girls, and then her older sister has three girls. So I'm surrounded by like seven of her nieces just climbing all over me throughout the holidays. But it's pretty fun. They're super cute, and you know, they came to a couple games this year, and we lost. And the 9-year-old, her name is Audrey, and she came up to me and said, you know, you guys have to score more goals. They came to the game yesterday, and we ended
and
up.
You did.
Fantastic.
And you did. Yeah, we'll keep it simple.
Yeah, exactly. That's all it takes. You just got to score more goals than the other team. So it was nice to score 8 and get them a win yesterday.
Well, way to go, Audrey. By the way, my granddaughter, Abigail Grace, was there. She's 3 years old, and I believe you heard her when she was yelling, "Come on, guys." So I think that was a big key, too.
We think the kids are the best fans. There's no doubt about it.
Dave.
So you're going to your 8th All-Star game next weekend. The rest of your teammates get a 9-day break, but you'll be busy for at least a part of it. What does that mean to you at this point in your career?
Well, I mean, it's cool. I think it's always nice to see that number grow a little bit higher. And this is my 8th this year. I think it's the most of anyone going to the game this year. So I guess that means I'm getting a little bit older, but you know, it's a fun few days, and you get to interact with some other top players in the league, learn a few things, have fun with the skills competition in the game, and then you know, fortunately enough, I'll have a few days off after that just to kind of get away and get ready for the last 31 games.
Last word before we let you go is an MB Financial Bank listener question. Today's question is from Brooks Bennett from Lake Bluff. What sport, hobby, activity did you give up as a kid in order to dedicate yourself to hockey? In other words, what were you really good at that you loved but you couldn't do it because you had to focus on hockey?
You know what? I really enjoyed playing basketball when I was younger. And, you know, when I moved away to Detroit, I was my freshman year of high school, and I was trying out for the basketball team. I was going to play JV basketball, and it just didn't really work out with my hockey schedule. So I really enjoyed it. I always played pickup with my buddies when I came back home for the summers. We'd play like 3-on-3 all the time, and you know, it's probably a good thing too. I was like 5'9" point guard, so probably wasn't going anywhere too far, but I really enjoyed playing basketball when I was younger.
Listen, pal, you're in the same building. If the Bulls tap you on the shoulder, don't say no. That's if right. It's an off night. That's all I'm saying.
Sounds good.
So you mentioned the football championship games. Who were you pulling for yesterday, and what did you think of the games?
I mean, it just seems like they get crazier and crazier, these games, you know, just from the last few years, whether it was that game in the Super Bowl, New England versus Atlanta, or last year against Philly, with that Super Bowl as well, and then this year with the two championship playoff games. Not really pulling for anyone in particular, just kind of a fan watching, but, you know, pretty crazy ending with that Saints game with the pass interference or no pass interference, and then, you know, all the reviews in the Chiefs game, the penalties, the crazy back and forth. So, you know, as a sports fan, it's really fun to watch.
You know, I've told you this a million times, but it bears repeating. You're always great with fans, and whenever you end up getting on mic and the three stars, you always remember to thank the fans and stuff. The building was as loud as it ever was yesterday, which is always great. But what do you want to say to Hawks fans who are going, and maybe not paying close enough attention to see how you guys have turned it around the last 4 or 5 weeks?
Well, I would say, you know, the biggest thing for me is just keep coming to the games, keep supporting us, and I think the crowds have been absolutely unreal this year. You know, fans are into it, the building's loud, and you can tell they really want us to win every game.
Yep.
It really, really feels like they're behind us, so I would just say keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks for being on. Appreciate it. And have fun with Coach Colleton. He's on every week with us as well. We love Q, and we're growing to love Coach. We're getting to know him.
Yeah, and enjoy the break.
Yes. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Dave.
Yep, you bet. And Brooks Bennett gets an autographed puck as well. Thanks, Gander. Talk to you later.
And if you have a question to submit, you can go to WGNradio.com/contests.